Maria Carrión, you've spoken also about some of the effects on people already with the austerity measures in place, quite apart from what might happen tomorrow. Can you talk in particular about housing and food?
Housing is a big issue because a lot of Spaniards ended up buying houses or homes back during the main housing boom. What has happened since then is that, first of all, they bought these houses at very inflated prices, as happened in many other places. But here we have over 25% of unemployment. So as people began to lose their jobs, and as housing payments went up, the mortgages went up, more and more people lost their homes. There's been a repossession of many homes. And in Spain, there's something very unique to our system, which is that even once the bank repossesses your home, and even when you're evicted from your home and you lose your home, you still are liable for the entire debt, which means that not only are people on the street or having to, you know, find alternative housing and pay for it, but they also owe hundreds of thousands to the banks. This is aggravated also by the fact that most of these banks are being bailed out right now to the tune of 100 million euros, which is about 130 billion euros, which is $130 billion, because of their irresponsible lending practices. So on the one hand,